Yeah.
I just had a call. I tried to get Mike Feldman, but he's apparently left. Senator Stennis had invited Jim Webb to speak in Jackson, Mississippi next Tuesday at a space meeting they're having down there. And he had accepted. And his assistants just called and said that they got a telegram from the Student Non-Violating Committee today that they had applied for two seats for their members and were turned down on the basis that they were colored. And that on the basis of that, Senator Stennis planned to go ahead and make the speech unless we told him he couldn't, which I thought was a heck of a way to put it and told him so. And I told him my impression was that the policy, and I hadn't been here very long, but the policy of the administration was that top member of the executive branch could make a speech to a group that excluded somebody based on race, creed, or color. And he said, oh, but Senator Stennis is one of our main supporters, and we've talked to him, and he says, oh, that's just a little group nobody pays attention to, but they say they're going to have demonstrations and placards and so on and so forth. I wouldn't hate to bother you with this, but I just want to be sure the line I'm taking is the right line.
I'd tell you, Webb, but I think it'd be a serious thing from his standpoint. Is he calling you?
His assistant.
Yeah, I'd just tell him I think it's Webb's bound to have more sense than that. Just tell him the president said Webb's bound to have more judgment than to go to a segregated meeting when they're being paraded, and that space program's too important to have it segregated.
That's good. That's what I just want to be sure of. I tried to get Feldman because I want to be sure that was the policy. Yeah. I know it must be. It just can't, because I've heard it too many times. But all right, sir.
Anything else?
No, that's all, sir.